Okay, so let's start. And if more people join in, we'll just let them in from the waiting room. You know, the Chazal say that everything is with a mazel, a filut sefer Torah. That even which sefer Torah gets picked to be read from, that's also a mazel. So I guess in virtual Talmud Torah is also a mazel. Last week's introductory shiur was picked up and it was put on the homepage for YU. So a lot of questions came in via the internet. So I'll try to answer some of those questions that came up from we'll call them not outsiders, those who weren't actually with us in the Chabura. But I'll still want to talk about tonight's shiur is going to be focusing on giving precise definitions for an A versus a Tolda. And we'll see how that takes us in the sugya. So again, we're not going to talk about too many of the specific malachas per se. More still, we're giving an introduction. The Rambam begins in Hilchos Shabbos Perek Ches. He writes, "Hazareya kol shu chayiv." So if your zareya is planting even the smallest thing, the av malacha is putting a seed in the ground. Hazaymer sa'ilan kadesha yitzmach hareze me'ein zareya. So if you're pruning a tree, so that resembles zareya, because the reason you prune something, even though you're cutting off, to do real kotzer is the malacha when you actually need the item itself. But if I have something in my way, if I have a tree that's blocking my path and I cut down that tree on Shabbos, that's not kotzer, right? Because I don't need the tree, I want it out of the way. So he's saying over here, hazayim resa ilan, if you're pruning the tree, that's also, Angelina, you know, it's me'ein, it's ke'ilu, it resembles zareya. Now, because it has the same goal, right? Aval hamashke tzemachim ve'ilonos b'shabbos. But what if I water something? So that already is different than planting a seed. The goal is the same, right? Planting a seed is to help it grow. Watering a plant or a tree is to help it grow. So the Rambam says, hareze toledes. It's a toldos of zareya v'chayev v'chol shu. You're chayev for it, but it's a tolda. We're going to actually unpack what the Rambam Shita is, but when the Av is Zoreya, but watering something, Mashkit, that's going to be a Tolda. V'chein, Hashur, Chitin, Sa'orin, Keotze, Behem, B'mayim, Hareze, Tolda, Zoreya, V'chai, B'cholshu. Okay, so if you're soaking them in, that's it. So the question we're going to try to figure out is, why is that true? Why is it if you have the the same goal, I'm causing the growth of a plant, right? So why is one the av and one is the tolda? So let me just scroll down now to the famous Gemara. I know Simcha, the eighth grade, is learning Bava Kama this year. So here we go. The very beginning, the bottom of the daf. The Gemara in Bava Kama starts off talking about avos nezikin. So this is one you talk about avos. Right? That implies that there are toldos as well. So it goes to other areas of halacha. So it's like this. Gabi Shabbos Tanan, right? The Mishnah that we saw last week. Gabi Shabbos Tanan. Avos Malachos Arbaim Choser Achas. We spoke about last week why it has that particular way of phrasing. It's 40 minus 1, right? So Avos Michlal de Ikatoldos. Once you tell them there's Avos, so that implies that they're also going to be, subcategories, right? That's logical. So then we're asked, well, is it the same status? Toldo same kiyotzben loshna av chatas, loshna tolda chatas. Loshna av skila, loshna tolda skila. So a chatas and a skila are respectively talking about whether the person did the malacha b'mezid or did it b'shogeg. So if it's done b'shogeg, so that's a chatas. And the Gemara says, just get the English translation underneath this. It says there's no difference as to whether or not you did the Av or whether you did the Tolda. It doesn't matter. It has the same punishment, right? You went Korban Chatas. And it doesn't matter on the opposite. If you would do it on purpose, it doesn't matter whether you did an Av Malacha or you did a Tolda Malacha. You still get Skila. We kill you. We kill you for a Tolda. So then the question is, what's the difference? Why is something called an Av and one thing's called a Tolda? At the end of the day, the result is the same. Again, shogeg, you're going to be a korban chatas. If it's mazid, you were warned, etc., then you're going to. Yes, the Gemara wants to say like this: my ikabin av letolda. What's the difference? So the nafkamin and the practical halachic difference says the Gemara in Bava Kama: the ilu avit shtei avos behade hadade. If you did two avos, Inami or Videj Shtei Toldos Bahadeh Hadad at the same time. So Mechayev Akol Chada V'Chada. You're Chayev two times. Ken was asking this question this afternoon. If you're doing two separate Malachos, so then, like for example, you're doing Kosev and you're doing Bone. So you have to bring two Korbanos because you have two separate Chada. Or you did two separate Toldos. You have to bring two Korbanos. Says the Gemara, however, Ve'il Ovid Av V'Toldo Didei. But if you did an Av Malacha, and you did its tolda. So let's give an example like the Rambam we just saw. The Av is Zareya, is planting a seed, and you also watered it. So that's the tolda. So according to this, Lo Mechayev Elechada. You'd only Mechayev to bring one Korban. Right? That's the difference. Okay? So then that makes a difference. That makes a practical nafkamina. And then we're going to ask now again, still in Bava Kama, Rabbi Eliezer, the Mechayev told the Bemalkam Av, but according to the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, who says no, even if you did the Av and its Tolda, you planted the seed and you watered it, keep our example consistent. So Amai Karele Av, Amai Karele Tolda. Why is something called an Av? Why is something called a Tolda? You're Chayev for both of them. According to the Rabbanon's question, it doesn't get off the ground because you understand why an Av and a Tolda have a difference. Because if it's an Av and it's in the same, you know, category, I like picture it visually. They have like 39 separate categories. They have an Av and suddenly it's a subcategory of that. Okay, so then I understand. But Rabbi Lazar, you're Chayev for that. You'd be Chayev two Korbanos. So what's the difference? So here's the key line I'm going to pick up on. Am I correctly told? So hach the havi the mishkan chashiva korile av, the hach lo havi mishkan chashiva korile tolda. So if it was done in the mishkan, it's an av, and if it was not done in the mishkan, it is considered to be a tolda. Okay, so now we're learning out, which is something that was familiar to us, that the avos are the things that were done in the Mishkan. And a tolda was something that's similar in result, but is not done in the Mishkan. Are we clear so far on that point? Just gonna, think we're good. Any, that's my screen. Yeah, any questions so far? Okay, so let's do the Tosfos now. Tosfos is gonna unpack this a little bit more. And the Tosfos is gonna have two different versions, maybe even three perhaps, of how to read this Gemara. And how we read the Gemara is going to come up to some different conclusions to what we consider to be an Av and a Tolda. So it says like this: Hachi Garcia and Hach the Havi Mishkan Chashiva Karele Av, Hach the Lohave Mishkan Chashiva Karele Tolda. But Fihach Girsa, according to this version, says Tosos, Bo Lefuki Kamam Lacha Shlohaye Chashuvin V'Havi Mishkan. You could have something that was done in the Mishkan, but it wasn't considered to be Chashiv. It wasn't an important enough, action. The toldas ninhu below avos malachos. So that would be called a tolda, and it wouldn't be an av. And he gives an example. Kidamim perik bametonin. Like Mara says on Shabbos daf pei. I'm sorry, memtes amud beis. Him helu hakroshim mikarka la gola. So what does that mean? They used to take the krosh from these long boards that they used to stand up and make the walls of the Mishkan. So they would be moshit them. That means to transfer it, right, to Plengden. So they would do it. That wasn't considered to be an Av. Moshid is not an Av. So why not? It was done in the Mishkan. So Tosfos is answering, yeah, here's an example of a Malacha that was done in the Mishkan, but it's not Choshev, right? So that's what the way the Tosfos is learning the Gemara. It had to be done in the either, you know, construction or transporting of the Mishkan, and that's what would make it significant. And then, however, the East Girsa, there's a second version of the Gemara. Now there's actually a third, but let's just stay consistent with the way Tosfos learns. It says like this: the second version of Hach lahavi mishkan v'chashive korele av. Not only was it, you know, it had to be in, it was done in the Mishkan, and it was done in the And I'm sorry, I said that backwards. It was done, two things. Let me go back in. It was done in the Mishkan and it had to be Chashiv. V'hachta lo havi Mishkan v'lo Chashive karle told us. So according to this, there's actually two requirements for something to be called an Av. L'figir Sazu, according to this, is Toysus, Tzarech Lemon de Boy Tarte. You have two requirements. Aval Chashivi v'lo havi Mishkan Ipcha, if you only had one out of the two, according to this version, the second version of the way Toysus has the Gemara, havi Tolda. It would be a tolda. So let me just scroll down. I typed in like this. Like according to the classified ad, there's basically two things, right? So version one only is whether it's choshev. That's the main thing that we're looking for. If something is a choshev thing, now so then the question is, well, why isn't moshit? If you're transporting these large planks, why would that not be considered to be choshev? Does any of the chaver have a thought about why that would not? It was done. But it's not choshev, therefore it's not considered to be an av. Ari, any thoughts on that?
What was the
tuada? So it's moshit is when they were transferring these wooden beams. Now it's a subcategory of hotzah, right? So hotzah is transferring. Don't translate hotzah as carrying. Many, many mistakes are made in Hilchos Shabbos when you translate hotzah as carrying. But I think the answer could be, the Gemara calls hotzah, I mean, it's Tosos already, is that it's a malacha gerua. If you think about it a second, Dan the man, how is hotzah fundamentally different than all of the other 39 malachas, the other 38, the remaining 38? How is hotzah different than Bona, Bishel, Kosave? They have a Savaros to say why that one might be a little bit. It is different, but what's in fundamentally different? Yeah, me. What do you thought?
It's the same object.
Ah, the same object. That's right. Who said that? You, Dr. Lax. Ah, okay. You get the doubles at Kiddush this week, the virtual Kiddush, obviously. But you're right. It's the same object, right? It's the Zelbazach. You didn't change anything for it. If I'm taking, here's my seltzer bottle. So if I'm taking this bottle from my house, again, there's no air, I take it outside. I didn't change anything to the seltzer bottle. I had a tissue in my pocket. I didn't change anything, essentially, by doing hotzah. I just transferred it from one place. But if I take a board and I saw it in half, or I take a piece of paper and I write something on it, I take a soup and I heat it up, those, I've made a fundamental change in the object. So because hotzah is what's called a malacha gerua, it's like a low level because you don't change it. There's no change. It just moved from one place to the other. So that's why it's on perhaps a different category. So maybe that's what the Gemara is talking about, why the being moshit by transferring the object is not considered to be it's not chashiv. I think that's the answer. So what do we have so far? So far, in the first way, Tosus, the first gears of Tosus, that all we cared about was whether it's Choshev or not. Choshevus is the sole criteria. The second way was, no, there's really two things. It has to be in the Mishkan, and it has to be Choshev in order to be called an Av. But if you only had one, meaning it was only used in the Mishkan, and it's not Choshev, then it's not that. Or if it's something Choshev, but it wasn't in the Mishkan, it's still only a Tolda. And then, there's a third thing. Well, the Tosus were in Peretz. So he learns that really it's being used in the Mishkan is what makes it Choshev, right? That's a little bit of a different thing. So three different Girsos, and then that would have a Nafkamina as to what we would categorize as an Av, and what we would call a Tolda. Okay, so let's move on now to another Gemara in Shabbos. This is an Ayin Gimel, Amud Beis, HaKoitzer. Okay, so it's talking now about cutting down. Tana, hakoitzer, habotzer, hagoider, hamasik, vaore, all these things, kulan molocha achas. So, the verb, right, masik, it's just talking about plucking. Is it a grape, or is it an olive, or figs? It's all talking about plucking these things off. It just uses a different verb for them. So I ask you, chavra, how do you learn pshat in this Gemara? What does it mean when it says, for kotzer, this line, kulan, I wish I could underline it. Maybe I could if I'm on my screen. Kulan malacha achas. All of these things are one malacha. How do you understand that line in the Gemara?
Hmm. only one, if somebody does all those activities in one time, you know, in one act of forgetfulness, then it'll be chayav for one korban.
Oh, so Ira's saying, based upon the Gemara Baba Kama, that one's an av, and right, and then one's a tolda, because if these were all separate avos, right, I did separate melachos. So no, you're saying it's one av. What's the av, and what are the toldos, Ira? According to what you're learning, Pshat.
Is the av, and the rest are
toldos. Correct. Excellent. That is one. That's good. Very good. That's one way in the Rishonim. We'll see who says Ira's pshat, but correct. Kotzer would be the av, and then all these other things are similar, right? The botzer, go there, right? Masik, or all these things are considered toldos of that. So let me go down to the next verse. If we look in the Rambam in Perek Zayin. So I was having trouble formatting it. I think this start.
Quick question.
Yes.
Kaitzer is with what?
Wood.
Is kaitzer with a particular min? Wood? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's fascinating. So you would have a difference, according to the Apsha, between av and tolda, depending on what you're cutting?
Right. It would make a difference as to what you're actually cutting, according to one way of learning. We'll see that you can learn them more differently in a second. But let's just work out the Rambam's way, right? He says, this is, I think, halacha beis, right? Kol eila halachos v'chol shemein yonam, anything that's me'ein that, it has their same function, hey nikrin avos malachos. These are all called avos. Ketzad hu en yonam, so what's the thing? So, eit echad ha-choresh, ha-chofer, ha-oser, choretz, ha-reza av malacha. All these things. Whether you're plowing or you're digging or you're making the choritz, the furrow, this is all an av. Shekol achas v'achas ben chafir b'karka v'inyan echad hu. It's all the same thing. You're making a hole in the ground. Now look at this. This is how the Rambam is going to learn our Gemara. V'chein, similarly, has zoreya zoroyim. Right? If you are planting seeds, hanotea ilanos, or you're putting the saplings into a tree in the ground, or hamavrich ilanos. So mavrich is interesting. To be mavrich something is like when you take a vine and you pull down the vine, you insert it into the ground, and then it goes under the ground and then it goes back up another place, right? If I had a whiteboard, I would draw a picture of it. But like imagine that. You have a vine that comes from sticking out. You pull the vine down, put it into the ground, goes under the ground for a few feet, and then you like put it back up. In the Chassidus Swarm, they like to quote, Mavrich is a lashon like bracha, right? You see the Beis Reish Chaf? Because a bracha is something you bring down into this world. So when the Mishnayos use the verb Mavrich, it's talking about bringing something down, right? So, Hamavrich Ilanos, Oha Markiv, Oha Zoymer. Listen to the Rambam. Kol Eile Av. Echad hein avos malachos ve'inyan echad hu. All these things are considered to be avos. They're all avos. Shekol achas men letzameich davar hu mischavein. Because all of them have the same purpose. They're all causing it to grow. Right. So if you see like this, the Rambam will learn anything that has the same purpose, the same function of it. That's what we, by definition would make it into being called an av, right? So according to this, with what the Rambam is doing, you have all the activities I mentioned in the previous halacha, and the ones over here, the plowing, digging, making the choretz, they're similar, but their objectives are different. Here, this one, each one is not the same, but they have the action is different, but it's all the same intent to cause it to grow. So that's how they explain the Rambam's sheet and how he would learn the Gemara. I want to show you who argues on that. Again, there's more on here. Chena Kotzer, I think that's Halacha Dalid. Told us Hayim Halachas, Daim La'av, Me'ela Avos. Okay, he's talking. I'm going to do too much of these Halachas. Let me skip down to the next source that I want to do. The subcategory of a forbidden work is similar to the primary. That means the tolda is similar to the av. How is that? A person cuts a vegetable into small pieces to cook. He's chayev because that's a subcategory, a tolda of tochein. Right? Because when you do tochein, you take a big thing and you divide it into many parts. So the Rambam actually talks about making cheese. In a different halacha, the Rambam talks about making cheese. Now, if I were to ask you, this is not probably your topic, which malacha would you put making cheese as? This will probably not be your first guess. You got to think a little outside the box. If you can, using the Rambam's definition, where it has me'ain malacha, that has the same basic purpose. So cheese, if you know, right, for those of you who took AP cheese making in high school, you understand that the way you make cheese, you take small particles and you connect them together. What malacha does that sound like? Taking small pieces and putting them all together?
Bone,
right. So making cheese, I mean, is a tolda of bone, right? So that's when you work out the Rambam according to its logical conclusion. That's what emerges. Okay, let me
Why
go.
Is it bone and not gathering?
So interesting. Ma'amar, yeah, that's a good question. When we learn the Mirtz Hashem, we'll get to the Malach of Ma'amar. We're going to learn that has to be from Gidulei Karka, things that they grow in like leaves or apples that fell. When you gather them together, that's going to be it. Not for now, but is a cow really called Gidulei Karka? Well, that's an interesting thing, right? The milk is not Gidulei Karka. The milk comes from the cow, but maybe a cow is Gidulei Karka. Maybe a cow, since they're nourished from the ground. That's a little bit of discussion in the Achronim already. Let me just scroll down a little bit.
Yeah, I actually made goat cheese one time.
Yeah.
Farm, and there's a lot of different processes into making cheese, so I think it would probably have like 10 different malachos between all the different processes.
Yeah.
You have to strain the cheese also and everything.
Could we make cheese on our own, or like it's like you have to have like special tools or something to make cheese?
It's basically like you take spoiled milk and then you just like treat it and you strain it. That was pretty much all they did.
Depends what kind of cheese.
Oh, Lauren, yeah, Lauren's is our, okay, so we have all our food consultants tonight. I don't know. When you're talking about, like, spoiled milk, I'm getting a little nauseous, you know? I don't mind cheese, but, like, spoiled milk just doesn't, you know, doesn't sound like good news for the Jews, you know what I mean? Oh. Yeah?
You basically would take it into a warmer, hotter type water, and then be able to like mix it together to be able to stretch it out.
I got that, but that part's right. Correct me if I'm wrong, Lawrence. When you're making cheese, you take small pieces and combine them together into one big thing, right?
That could actually be like bigger pieces to, you know, to you're still mixing it together just to like smooth it out, kind of, so that it becomes one piece. But yeah,
okay. Let me show you in source number.
Be able to stretch it out.
Yeah, this is interesting stuff. I'm not really such an expert in cheese making. What do I have for you here?
You have to make an AY activity one day. Do some cheese.
Okay, making. We're going to defer that to the sisterhood. We'll let the sisterhood make an AY cheese making event. We'll bring the wine. The ladies will make the cheese, and we'll have the wine. We'll have a cheese and a wine tasting evening, socially distanced while wearing masks. Okay. What can I tell you, Chevra? The Magen Mishnah. Let's move on to the Magen Mishnah, who explains the Rambam. Basically, we've been saying outside. I want to show you this is like brought out from the Magen Mishnah, where I underlined, where I bolded. V'dosh kavanos Rabbeinu. He shekol malacha shehi dome la'av b'dimyon gomor. That's like a key thing. I would probably highlight if I could figure out how to get that tool working. Also, b'dimyon gomor, the complete comparison. Elisha chaluka mimenu ba'echus ha'pu'ula or ba'echus hanifal hareze av kimoso. Avam malacha hadome la'av b'ktsas b'miktsas zu he nikris tolda. So this is the Rambam's definition, the way the Magen is doing it. If it has the same purpose, you know, let me ask you like a simple question. Does it really make a difference, like plucking a grape versus plucking an olive? Right? At the end of the day, I'm doing the exact same thing. So that's an av. According to Rambam, he'll tell you that's an av. So all these things that were listed, we just went back to that, the Gemara of them, we said, kulon malacha achas. If we can just try and scroll back up there quickly. Where's the Gemara? Here, right? Source number four, Ein Gimel. Those are all avos, according to the Rambam. Now I'm going to show you who argues on this. Who learns different pshat in this Gemara over here about, he's going like Ira's way. This is the Sefer Yireim, Rebbe Lozmi Mitz. Hazorea, right? So told the Deoraisa, the Omer Perek Klal Gadol, Omer Rava, Omer Chi, Omer Zayim, Zoymer chay mishum nateh, nateh mavrich, markiv chay mishum zoreh, umashkimayim lezoym, shor lama'ala bechorej de chay mishum zoreh. V'tolda de rabbonan, lo matasi, betalmud mefereshes, v'zgenim onen, shiyazahir adam shlo yishlach zoreh bechotze b'mokam yiridaz gishamim. We're going to have to talk about this when we do the malach of zoreh, about the, you know, eating outdoors. We'll come back to Sefer Yerayim, but if you would have a seed planted where the rain falls, right? People are asking me, Shiloh Lawrence, we're talking about this, about not making holes and stuff like that. But what about having like a picnic or eating outdoors? I mean, kiddush outdoors when there's wet ground underneath or the wind that could fall there. So, the way that Yerayim is learning is that really only one is the Av, and the other things that have a similar result. Similar result, and those would be a tolda. Yeah, was there any questions?
Sorry, can you please repeat that?
Yeah. The way the Urayim is learning, he's learning differently in the Rambam. This is what I was saying, Pshat, that only one is Zoreya. That's what was done, that's the real Av, but all those other Malachos that are being mentioned, Boser, right, all those things, those are all toldos, because they have the same essential goal to separate the thing from off the tree, off the vine. You're plucking it, but it wasn't done in the Mishkan, so it's not really going to be called an Av. It's going to be called a Tolda. It's called the Rambam. These are all Avos. That's a Machloikis, the Yerayim in the Rambam, as to how to be Magdir an Av versus a Tolda, and how they learn Pshat in that Gemara. So we discussed Avos. Let me just,
according to the Rambam, as long as you have the same intent, as long as it produces the same goal, it's an Av. And according to Yerayim, if it wasn't exactly as was done in the Mishkan, it's a Tolda.
Yeah, that's the way, correct. That's where the Magid Mishnah was learning. That's what it means, Dimyon Gomur, like a complete similarity, right? So again, that what I pluck is really irrelevant, right? I'm plucking something off a tree, so that's an Av. Whereas the Urim will learn, no, when you're plucking what was done in the Mishkan, that would be the actual Av. Okay, Rashi also says that it's done for the Mishkan. This is when we talk about Malacha, who was it? Oh, in break, I think it's Diane Gronfeld who said this, that Malacha we have to translate as a creative act, right? Like we said by Hotzah. I don't really create anything. That's why it's a malacha geruah. But all of the malacha is creating something. Now, that does not mean necessarily work. When people say, like, you know, why don't you work on Shabbos? Work and malacha are two entirely different, concepts. Work, you know, if I'm schlepping, I see behind you bookshelves, okay? So if I'm schlepping bookshelves up and down stairs, so that's a lot of work. But that's honestly a malacha on Shabbos, right? However, I can do something so simple as just turning a light switch off and on, which is not really work, but it is a malacha. So, creative labor is the malacha that was like something that was done when they were, you know, building or maintaining the Mishkan, according to different Rishonim, what exactly how we got the 39 malachas, right? So the tolda is different, but it had the same outcome. The me'ain malacha, right, is like a tolda, but the Rambam. The Me'ein Malacha is the same thing as the Av, right? There's no difference that. If you did one, both Rashi and the Rambam say, if you did the Av and its Tolda in one period of forgetfulness, right? Or the Av and its Me'ein Malacha, that Av, you're only Chayev once. That would be the Shita of the Rambam. So let me just, one more point to cover tonight about Toldas. So the Gemara in Bava Kama, no, I'm sorry, not Bava Kama. It's actually on Daf Beis also, like Baba Kama, but here this is in Moi Katan. Then we had we did Daf HaShavua. We spent some time, spent a week on this Gemara. So Itmar, like Amashkim Mayim Lizroyim. If you're watering seeds with Shabbos, so Mishumai Masvinan Bay. What do we give as the Hasra? Last week Shir we just spoke about the practical difference was when you're giving Hasra. How do we conceptualize the malachas if it's one just Isser of Shabbos or it's 39 separate Isserim? So we pointed out that in Nachum Zemba that you have to give how do you give the Hasra? So the Gemara asks over here, they want to know what are the persons watering their lawn? They're standing there with their hose and they're watering the lawn. And you got to tell him, you see from here, the Gemara wants to know what malach it is. You can't just say, oh, that's also on Shabbos. So Rabba Omar Mishum Chorish. You tell him you're doing Chorish, you're plowing. Rabbi Yosef Omar Mishum Zareya. He says that this is also because of Zareya. So really what these Machloikis Amaroyim is which Tolda is Mashkemayim. Everybody agrees that Mashkemayim is a Tolda. The Machloikis Rabban Rabbi Yosef is to which Avid is a Tolda, it's a Tolda of. So you see from here that you have to give the Hasra with the correct Malacha. In other words, if you were to give the wrong Hasra, it's no good. The people are going to think it's a joke. Imagine, you know, you see somebody watering their lawn, and you turn to them and say, don't do that on Shabbos, that is kosev. See, are you kidding? You're joking. You're playing with me. You're making a joke out of this. You're telling me that I'm writing? No, I'm watering my lawn, so it must be, it's really not wrong. You didn't give me a ruling. So you would, if you are going to give a Hasra, you have to give the Hasra of the correct malacha that it's that's being done. There is actually a sheet, I didn't put it on the source sheet. There is a sheet that holds when you give Hasra, you have to actually quote the pasuk, right, of the Isser. Okay, but let me go on to the next thing. Now, each one of these Amaroyim give a reason for that. Omar Rabba, Kavasa Didi Mistabra. Rabba says, my pshat is very logical. Why? Because I think it's Choresh. Ma Darko Shel Choresh L'Rafay Ara. Just like when you're doing Choresh, you soften up the ground. So, Hainami Marapa Ara. This also, by watering it, is softening the ground. So really, watering your lawn is a told of Choresh. Some of you say, no, Kavasidi Demistabra. My pshat, that Zareya is more logical. Why? Because Ma Darko Shel Zareya Litzmuche Perit. Because it causes the fruits to grow, right? Perot is the source of the English word ferut, peros, to change the nekudos. So it's a pere. So hachinami matzmach pere. So too by watering is causing the fruit to grow. So I hold it's a din in Zareya. Now here's something interesting. We have a machloikis between Rav and Yosef, and we'll come back to this. Maybe next week we'll pick up with this Gemara again. But just to point out, Tosfos tells us what exactly is the svara behind this machloikis. So I asked the Chevra, what do you think is really driving the Machlokes Rabba versus Rabbi Yosef, whether, again, it's the same action, whether I'm watering something, if that's really a tolda of Choresh, or whether it's a tolda of Zareya. Any thoughts on what the Svara is, the logic behind the Machlokes?
After the physical, or do you go after, you know, do you go after the raw action, or do you go after intent? So you go after kind of the raw action. So this plowing is loosening the earth, and weeding and watering is loosening the earth.
Excellent.
In other words, it's the same.
Correct. But, you nailed it. That's exactly that's what Tosfos says this. You are the Tosfos of AY. And then let's look in it. Dr. Lack said exactly. Now, he doesn't have the source sheet. I didn't scroll down, so there's no way he could have cheated. So he really earned it. You got like triple kiddish this week. Okay. So let me go. Let's do two tosis in, actually. First tosis, Mishumai Masrina. What's the Hasra? The Ein Adam Loike V'lomerag Eleba Hasra Shemasrinan Bo. In order to punish the person and give Malchus, or to kill them, you have to give a correct Hasra. Because if you didn't give a hasra, the person could always taina, I did a b'shogeg. And we're not going to kill somebody b'shogeg. So this ties into, it's a bigger sugi than we're in Sanhedrin discusses, whether a Talmud Chacham you need to give hasra, because he knows, right? Imagine you have the rav, the dying of the city, and you tell him, by the way, you know, you're not supposed to be watering your lawn. He knows he's not supposed to water his lawn. You can't taina it's shogeg. But still, we give, that's a discussion. Okay. The next Tosfos. Right? Kamrabi Ari. See what's underlined? Uvahachi pligi. This is the Tosfos tells us what the machlokas is. The Rabba sover lebosser meisim bedanin le. According to Rabba, we look after the physical action, like you said, Dr. Lax. We look to see what did you physically do. So you physically, loosened the earth, right? Bedamin lovelol acher hamachshava. You don't look at where the machshava was. Rav Yosef Sover Bosa Machshavas Linon, and Rav Yosef holds as to what is your thought process. What are you trying to accomplish? Not after your physical action. To have an ikvelos linon bosa adimion. Yeah, so that's the sorry, there's a question. No, okay. Good. So what do we do tonight? We basically went through and figured out how to classify something as an av and how to classify something as a tolda. And we saw that the practical difference between was if you would do an av and a tolda. You know, I would throw out one extra credit question. If this was Shir, I'd give the following extra credit question. What about Rabbi Elazar? Something to think about for next week. Rabbi Elazar held that, again, the Goran Baba Kama, Daf Beis, according to Rabbi Elazar, you're chayev for the av and you're chayev for the tolda. So according to the Rabbanan, we didn't have the question. We understand why something called av. But according to Rabbi Elazar, if you're chayev for the av and for a tolda, so then l'may nafkamina, what difference does it make? That's something to think about and to ponder until we meet again next week. Okay, shkoyach everybody. I enjoy learning with you, and we'll again feel free to be in touch throughout the week. Any questions, comments, ha'oras, and we'll go weiter. We'll do it in the next year. We'll be again next Tuesday night. Take care, everybody.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. Rabbi, quick question for you.
Yeah.